This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The great polar vortex will descend once again on the Midwest and the Northeast later this week. Also descending on residents is last month's heating bill. And for a whole lot of people, it's not going to be pretty, like more than $400 not pretty. There is, of course, the obvious reason, burning more to stay warm. But there's another reason as well. Gas prices jumped a whole lot just as the mercury was falling. Which brings to mind faint memories of the U.S. natural gas boom and the promise of abundant and cheap domestic energy. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
The natural gas industry has delivered on its promise of abundant domestic energy. So logic would follow that high supply means low prices. And for the most part, that's true. The national price of natural gas didn't change much during the recent cold snap. Severin Borenstein is co-director of the Energy Institute at the Haas School of Business at Berkeley.
Well, we saw national prices in the $5 or $6 range per million BTU. We've seen prices in the Northeast as high as $100.
The reason for that crazy 2,000% jump in price is that even though we have lots of natural gas, we don't have the infrastructure to move it quickly enough when demand spikes.
Because the pipeline capacity to get it into the Northeast isn't that large. Likewise, that can happen in the Midwest.
But even with improved pipeline capacity, natural gas prices are still susceptible to price spikes, says Michael Levy, a senior fellow for energy and the environment at the Council on Foreign Relations.
The reality is natural gas is expensive to store.
And when you can't store large quantities of fuel, it's difficult to smooth out prices over a long period of time.
Let me flag one other thing that's very important here.
Levy says that over the last few months, we have seen huge regional spikes in gas prices. And the national price of gas is also up by 2/3 over last year.
But the level we've reached is still lower than what we would have had without this natural gas boom. It's still far lower than what people pay in Europe. It's extraordinarily low compared to what people are paying in Asia. And it should moderate in the coming months.
I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.